咁啊，所以同大家講到嘅題目係叫做從苦變甜。
Today my sermon topic is from bitter to sweet。
啊，你黐邊個十蚊仔咧？人生可以用兩種味道嚟到形容，就係甜同埋苦。
Life can be described with two flavors, sweet and bitter。
甜嘅日子可能令你好難忘，苦嘅日子更加令你刻骨铭心。
A sweet day makes you memorable, and a bitter day is harder to forget.
而其他嘅普通嘅日子可能係平淡、重複，你早已經忘記咗啦。
And other ordinary days are dull and repetitive, and you've already forgotten them.
你將嗰啲咁淡而無味嘅時間減咗去之後，剩下嚟嘅日子就只有甜同埋苦。
Deducting the mundane time of no taste, the rest of your life is composed of only the sweet moments and the bitter experiences.
我不知道你的甜的日子是什么。
I don't know what are your sweet days.
甜的日子可能是你细蚊仔的时候收到一份礼物。
A day in childhood was sweet when you received a gift.
甜的日子可能是你童年的时候拖住你爸爸妈妈的手去睇一出戏，或者去一次旅行，令你好回味。
It was a happy day when you held the hands of your parents to see a movie or go on a trip.
甜嘅日子可能你大学毕业或者中学毕业，拿到一份证书嘅时候，你好高兴。
And when you finally held the certificate in the graduation ceremony, you were elated.
甜嘅日子可能系你揾到第一份工嘅时候，你好兴奋。
When you got your first job, it excited you.
或者第一次你同你心仪嘅人拖住手仔拍拖嘅时候，好舒服。
And the first kiss from someone you loved made your day sugary for a long time.
啊，大个仔或者大个女嘅时候，同你个爱人结婚，嗰段新婚嘅日子可能好甜蜜。
And who can forget the sweet moments on your wedding day?
又或者甜的日子可能是你刚刚信耶稣接受洗礼，那种的兴奋，那种的心里面的甘甜，很难去形容。
And it was beyond the words to describe the joy on the day you received baptism.
再大个啲啦，成为人哋嘅父母嘅时候，可能你为咗儿女去办喜事，为咗个孙仔摆满月酒嘅时候，你更加喜上心头。
And it melted your heart in the wedding day of your child or in the baby shower of your grandson.
甜的日子令你觉得自己很幸福、很幸运，或者很受上天的眷顾，连到旁边的人都羡慕你。
And in a sweet day, you feel so much blessed, so much fortunate that even the people around you are jealous.
但可惜的，幸福的日子总是会加插了很多你不想要的苦的日子在里面。
Unfortunately, the happy times cannot be forever. Bitter days will come whether you like them or not.
在我所认识、所接触的人当中，他们苦的日子来到的时候，你细心去听的时候，会令到自己都会唏嘘叹息。
It always makes me sad when I heard the bitter stories from many people that I know.
我和太太在唐人街是一个家庭组织里面来到服侍他们。他们这一班的这一班的家长，他们的儿女都是患有弱智。
My wife and I serve in a family group in Chinatown, and their children suffer mentally handicapped.
有些小蚊仔他有严重的弱智，喜怒无常，有一些是难以跟他们沟通，他们甚至连飲食大小二便都要人照顾。
Some are moody, some are difficult to communicate with, some need 24 hours around the clock to care.
有些小蚊仔他甚至会拿些玻璃来吃，或者在那里玩屎。
Some eat glasses, some play poop.
这些做父母的每天的心情是很沉重，很情绪很焦虑，很紧张，养儿育女其实是很多辛苦，很多艰难在里面。
These parents are heavy-hearted, anxious, under pressure. Raising a child is hard, isn't it?
我認識有一個人，他一生下來，他家裡很窮，得不到溫飽，最後被父母來到遺棄。
A person whom I know was born from a poor family, not enough food and clothing, and eventually her parents abandoned her.
童年的时候，她要斩柴，上山斩柴，被蛇咬伤，又被放牛的时候，被一头牛来到撞伤。在学校的每一日，被同学来到欺负，人的成长，很多时候很辛酸。
A person, she, in her childhood, a snake bit her when she collected firewood in a mountain, and a ferocious bull attacked her when she was working in the field, and her classmates bullied her every day. Growing up is difficult, isn't it?
我認識有人，他做工壓力很大，欲哭無淚，終日愁眉苦面，人的生活逼人，是很一個無奈。
Many have to work long hours under pressure. But what can we do? We cry, frowning all day. Bitter days are just helpless.
我又有一個朋友，他工作了幾十年，他打算提早退休，結束了幾十年和太太兩地分隔的痛苦。
A friend has worked for decades, planning to retire early so as to unite with his wife.
但是事与愿违，一年前他的太太在外国患了癌症死了，而一个月前他连自己都患了不治之症，人生是很痛苦。
But a year ago, his wife unexpectedly died from cancer in another country. And a month ago, even he himself is diagnosed to have an incurable disease. Life is merciless, isn't it?
又有人他婚后才发觉原来他揀错了人，嫁错了郎，一个甜蜜的夫妻关系忽然间变成很苦涩，在他的睡房里面可能会冷战，在厨房会口角，人生原来还有很多苦不堪言。
Some people discover that they have picked the wrong person to marry after the marriage. So a sweet relationship becomes sour. Arguments in the family.Life is miserable, isn't it?
又有人他告诉我，他无缘无故被人这样攻击，被人陷害，被人欺压，人生是很凄惨。
Some people complain that they are attacked for no reasons. They are framed or they are cheated. Life is bad, isn't it?
苦的日子除了很难受之外，更加会改变一个人的性情，容易变成一个很苦涩的人。
Bitter days are not only hard to tolerate, but also will easily change a person's temperament, easily will make you become a bitter person.
苦涩的人会埋怨，会怨恨，会怀疑，会说话很刻薄，也都会充满敌意。
Bitter people would complain, they would grouch, they would suspect, they would get mean, and would be hostile.
既然我们每一个人都会遇到苦的日子，你和我都会很容易会有可能变成一个很苦涩的人，心里面藏了很多挥之不去的苦涩的滋味。
Since everyone will experience a bitter day, you and I are likely to become bitter, harboring the bitterness deep in heart.
在现今的社会，人和人之间很冷漠，很无情，所以令到这个苦涩的气味在到处你都可以找得到。
In modern society,Indifference among people has caused bitterness everywhere.
你可以在家庭里面找得到，在学校，在工作场所，在公共的地方，甚至在教堂，你都会找到苦涩。
Bitterness in families, schools, workplaces, public places, and even in the churches.
苦涩既然是这么普遍的时候，我们甚至会觉得我们再没办法去解决苦涩。我们亦都或者去想，我再不需要去解决苦涩，因为大家都习以为常。
The bitterness is so common that we even think there is no way to solve, or we do not need to solve, because all of us are so accustomed to it.
我不知道你今天过的日子是苦还是甜。
I wonder if today is bitter or sweet for you.
我不知道你是不是一个很容易变成苦涩的人。
Are you a person who easily becomes bitter?
苦涩的滋味是不是令到你很难受呢？
Does the bitterness make you uncomfortable?
你想不想去找回 昔日嗰種甘甜嘅心情。
Would you want to have a sweet mood?
聖經喺以弗所書四章三十一節咁樣講。
In the Bible, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31.
你哋要除掉一切苦毒、暴怒、憤怒、喧嚷、毀謗，以及一切的惡毒。
Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice.
中文的和合本或者是标准本会将苦涩的性情翻译成为苦毒。
The Chinese Union Version Bible translated the bitter temperament as bitter plus vicious or insidious.
但苦毒俾我哋睇得到有个毒字喺度。除了苦涩之外，还有一种恶毒或者阴毒的意味在里面。
Yeah, here the Chinese translation said it's bitter plus vicious or insidious.
当然我们知道一个苦毒的人不一定会做这个恶毒的事情，所以我们最好不要随便地叫一个人是苦毒的人，否则他会反面。
A bitter person will not necessarily do evil things. Therefore, we better not casually call a bitter person vicious, or he will be mad at you.
中文的新譯本亦都將呢個苦澀嘅性情翻譯為苛刻。苛刻係形容一個人咧，佢有一種怪嘅脾氣，故意好刁難人。
The New Chinese Translation Bible translated the bitter temperament as harsh. Harshness describes a strange behavior, deliberately making things difficult for others.
苦澀的人可以是很苛刻、很刻薄，但是不一定是这样。
A bitter person can be harsh, but not necessarily true.
所以在这节经文里面，我仍然都喜欢用苦澀来代替苦毒或者是苛刻。
So I like to use the word bitter instead of vicious or harsh.
苦澀的性情在这一节经文里面告诉我们，神要求我们要除掉。为什么神要求我们要除掉苦澀的性情？
Bitter temperament is what God command us to get rid of. Why?
原来苦澀在这节经文里面告诉我们，它可以很容易导致到其他更多的问题。
It is because in this Bible teaching, the bitterness can lead to more problems.
可以包括咗火爆嘅情绪、愤怒、争吵、诽谤同埋各种嘅恶行。
Bitterness can lead to rage, anger, quarrels, slander, and all types of evil behavior.
今日我哋要研究一个苦毒嘅女人，叫做拿俄米。佢嘅故事记载喺《路德记》呢一本书上边。
Today we will study a bitter woman, Naomi. Her story is recorded in the book of Ruth, chapter 1.
我哋打开路德记嘅第一章。
Let's open the book of Ruth.
我哋今日只系读第一章。
We only read chapter 1 today.
我哋将会学习一个人，佢好好地点会变成一个好苦毒嘅人，或者系好苦涩嘅人。
We will learn how a person becomes bitter.
我哋亦都会认识到苦涩嗰種嘅破壞嘅能力。
We will also learn the damage caused by the bitterness.
我哋更加要去學習點樣去除掉一切苦澀嘅性情。
And we finally learn how to get rid of all the bitterness in us.
拿俄米住喺伯利恒城嗰個時候，適逢係士師嘅時代，大約喺公元前一千年左右。
Naomi lived in Bethlehem at the time of Judges, around 1000 BC.
士師時期係經歷咗幾百年咁長，係當時以色列人歷史中一個好特別嘅一個時期。
The time of Judges, which lingered for several hundreds of years, was a very special period in the history of the Israelites.
以色列各家各族就住喺猶大呢一片好廣闊嘅土地裏面。分居在不同的地區。
The Israel tribes lived in different regions in the vast land of Judah.
當時他們的國家其實是很強大的，但這個國家有一個特點，它就沒有國王的。
Their nation was strong, but without a king.
神就是他們唯一這一班以色列人 睇唔见嘅王。
God was their only invisible king.
全个国就以神嚟到为首。
The whole nation considered God as their head.
只有当以色列国面临敌人嘅攻击嘅时候，或者威胁嘅时候，神就会从呢一班以色列人民嘅当中兴起一位嘅士师嚟到领导人民嚟到去同敌人嚟到争战。
Only when the nation faced threats from the enemies, God would raise a judge to lead the nations in wars.
我哋读路德记嘅时候，喺拿俄米呢一个时间，国家处于太平。
At the time of Naomi, the nation was in peace.
拿俄米有个丈夫同埋两个仔。
Naomi had a husband and two sons.
系一个好甜蜜嘅家庭。
It's a sweet family.
佢个名拿俄米就系甜嘅意思。
Her name Naomi also means sweet.
你可以谂到喺伯利恒城，我都里面嘅时候，佢系一个好出名、好甜嘅女人。
So she was known as a sweet woman in Bethlehem.
后来圣经话一个饥荒嚟到啦。
Later on, a famine came.
啊，啲食物嘅供应又减少啦。
Food supply was reduced.
生活开始艰苦啦。
Life became tough.
拿俄米嘅丈夫就决定离开伯利恒，要另谋出路，再唔去等呢啲雨水再嚟。
Naomi's husband decided to leave instead of waiting for the rain.
或者我哋谂到拿俄米嘅一家系唯一一个家庭喺度收拾紧行装，要迁离，要去到摩押呢个地方。
Probably Naomi's family was the only family packing everything and moving to Moab.
从巴利行城出发去到摩押地，如果你经过呢个嘅死海嘅时候，可能大约要走30到40公里英里。
Moab was about 30 to 40 miles away from Bethlehem.
拿俄米要离开的时候，他就向所有的邻居来到讲再见，他说我一定很快回来。
Naomi said goodbye to all the neighbors. I will come back soon.
于是全家就去到摩押那里来到定居了。但在摩押地有一个特点，就是他们所有的人都不敬拜上帝。
The whole family then settled down in Moab, where all the people in Moab did not worship God.
拿俄米一家人只是在计划暂时居留在摩押地，等这个饥荒过了之后再回去伯利恒城。
Naomi planned to stay in Moab for a short while, waiting for the famine to pass.
但想不到苦的日子就来到。
Unexpectedly, the bitter days came.
拿俄米的丈夫死了。
Naomi's husband died.
而这个饥荒还没过去。
He died before the famine was over.
圣经没有讲到她的丈夫怎么死法，但一定不是饿死。
The Bible did not say what caused his death, but surely was not due to hunger.
拿俄米在想，我们应不应该回去伯利恒城。
Should Naomi go back to Bethlehem?
最后拿俄米和她两个仔决定留下。
Naomi and her son and her two sons decided to stay put.
留翻喺摩押地。
They stay in Moab.
然后拿俄米两个仔就娶咗两个摩押嘅女子为妻。
Then Naomi's two sons married two Moabites.
不幸嘅日子，苦嘅日子继续向住拿俄米冲过嚟。
Unfortunately, the bitter days continued to come.
佢两个仔亦都死咗。
Naomi's two sons also died.
冇留低一个孙仔俾佢。
Leaving no child。
呢个时候拿俄米留喺摩押地已经足足有10年。
It was already the 10th year that Naomi lived in Moab。
啊，佢喺度谂我应该点做
？She think what should I do？
我嘅全家嘅家人都死晒啦，剩低佢一个人要面对将来。
Her whole family was gone, leaving her alone in to face the future。
在这个时候，拿俄米听到消息，就在伯利恒那个饥荒终于结束了。
Naomi heard the news that the famine was finally over in Bethlehem.
在无奈之下，拿俄米就决定一个人自己回去自己的家乡。
In desperation, Naomi decided to go back to her hometown in Bethlehem.
在摩押地这一段的痛苦的日子，十年的日子里面，已经改变了拿俄米的性情，令到她变成一个很苦涩的人。
She decided to go back alone and all these bitter days in Moab had already transformed her into a bitter woman.
佢想佢嘅，佢好希望佢两个嘅媳妇翻翻去自己嘅摩押地嘅娘家，更可能嘅话佢哋自己再分。
She wanted her two daughters-in-law to go back to their parents in Moab and, if possible, get remarried.
但系呢两个媳妇唔肯走。
But her two daughters-in-law refused to leave.
所以拿俄米喺佢去伯利恒城嗰个路开始嘅时候，佢就好严厉。好苛刻咁嚟到對呢兩個媳婦咁樣講。
So on the road to Bethlehem, Naomi spoke harshly to them.
佢想趕佢哋走。
She warned them to go away.
佢話：你哋兩個人，每個人要翻返去自己嘅娘家。
She said, "Go back, each of you, to your home."
你唔好跟住我。
Don't follow me.
你以為我仲可以同你生兩個仔俾你做老公咩？
I cannot give you any more sons, can I?
你死心啦。
Don't think about it.
你以为你够苦啊？我受嘅痛苦比你哋大得多。
You think you are bitter? My bitterness is much worse than yours.
你知道点解？
You know why?
因为我嘅神，佢已经用手嚟到攻击我。
My God's hand has gone out against me.
你走啊。
Go away.
呢两个可怜嘅媳妇。
The two poor daughters-in-law wept out loud.
但佢哋嘅眼泪唔能够打动拿俄米嘅心。
But Naomi was not moved by their tears.
一个媳妇终于勉强答应，就自己翻返去摩押。
One daughter-in-law reluctantly agreed, walking back to Moab.
另一个媳妇叫做路德，佢坚持要跟住拿俄米一齐走。
The other daughter-in-law, Ruth, insisted to go with Naomi.
然后她对拿俄米这样说。
She says to Naomi,
她说你去哪里，我就跟你去哪里。你去哪里住，我就跟你去哪里住。你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神。
Ruth said to Naomi, Where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God.
聖經冇講俾我哋聽，拿俄米當時嘅反應係乜嘢
？The Bible did not tell us what Naomi's response was。
但你可以猜測到，拿俄米可能佢對路德會講一啲更加刻薄、更加苛刻嘅説話。
I was guessing maybe Naomi spoke more bitter words to Ruth。
佢可能話：好啊，如果你想跟我，你咪跟咯。去到伯利恆城嗰個苦嘅日子等緊我，你將嚟會後悔。你会求我俾你走。
She may say to Ruth, "Okay, if you want to come with me, fine. The bitter days are waiting for us in Bethlehem, and later you will be sorry and beg me to let you go."
当拿俄米同埋路德终于到达呢一个伯利恒嘅时候，城里面所有嘅人都走出嚟，佢同佢哋打招呼。
When Naomi and Ruth finally arrived at Bethlehem.All the people in town came out and greeted them.
啊，有人话你咪系拿俄米咯，系我哋十几年前认识嗰位好甜嘅女人，系咪你啊？咁。
They said, "Oh, Naomi, are you Naomi? Are you the sweet woman we knew before?"
喺摩押地，你而家搞成点啊？好欢迎你翻翻嚟噃。
How are you doing in Moab? Welcome back.
但系拿俄米讲咗一个说话，令到众人都好震惊。
Naomi said something that shocked everybody.
佢話：唔該你哋以後唔好再叫我做拿俄米，唔好叫我做乜嘢甜嘅女人，叫我做馬拉才對。
Don't call me Naomi. Don't call me sweet. Call me Mara.
啊，馬拉諗下咩意思？聖經話馬拉係苦澀嘅意思，係又好似我哋廣東人講苦瓜乾咁嘅意思。
Mara means bitter.
馬拉人就講到係一個苦澀嘅人。
A Mara person is a bitter person.
拿俄米變成一個苦澀嘅人。
Naomi now becomes a bitter person.
然後拿俄米就大聲咁講出佢苦澀嗰種辛酸嗰個原因係乜嘢
？Naomi then spoke out loudly about her bitterness.
佢話：我咁痛苦啊，因為全能嘅神令到我吃盡苦頭。 我滿滿咁出去，翻嚟嘅時候，神令到我乜都冇。我嘅神降禍嚟到折磨我，我嘅神使到我嘅受苦加害俾我。
I'm bitter because God has made my life very bitter. I went away full, but God has brought me back empty. God has afflicted me. God has brought misfortune upon me.
拿俄米嘅故事，我哋就讲到呢一度。
I will stop the story of Naomi right here.
如果你唔知道个结果系点啊，你可以翻屋企再睇埋其他嗰三章。
For the rest of the story, in case you don't know the ending, you may read it at home.
我哋去睇呢个故事嘅时候，我哋问一个问题：系乜嘢令到一个人可以变成咁苦涩咧
？What makes a person become bitter？
一般情况之下，我哋话苦涩系当我哋认为其他人对我哋做错咗事，而我哋自己又产生一种受伤害嘅感觉。
Generally, you may define bitterness as a hurtful feeling when we consider others have done something wrong against us.
哪个人会令到你受伤害啊？
Who can hurt us?
基本上是所有任何一个人都可能令到你受伤害。
Basically, it can be anyone.
但是那些越近你那些人，越亲那些人，就可能比你受伤害的感觉更加容易。
But those people who are closer to you are more likely to give you the hurtful feeling.
如果有一天你揸车喺条公路行紧嘅时候，忽然间有个车爬你头，然后拧转个头嚟到闹你，你会点啊？你坐喺嗰度傻，你冇乜感受。
For example, if a stranger yells at you when he cuts your lane on the highway, you can ignore what he says.
因为你唔识佢啊嘛。
Because you don't know him.
但假如那个是你的太太有一天忽然间闹你，不你这么蠢的，你那种苦涩的味道很难消失。
But if your wife or your husband yells at you, the bitter feeling is hard to die out.
对于基督徒来讲，神比任何一个人更加亲近。
God is also close to all believers.
神对我们很亲近。
God is close to us.
所以如果在苦的日子里面，你找不到任何人来给你责怪，给你骂的时候，你很容易就好像变成拿俄米那样找神。
So if we cannot pick anyone to blame for our bitter days, it is easy for us to consider our hurt is God's fault.
神错。
God's fault.
神令我这么受苦。
God make me so miserable.
你有可能不知道知不知道，原来人得罪我们不是因为大或者小，大和小没什么分别，都可以令你产生苦涩。
Do you know that you may develop a bitter feeling regardless of how big or small the offense is?
大的得罪你当然是了，如果老板突然炒你鱿鱼，或者你的女朋友或者男朋友扔你煲，或者主内弟兄的姊妹呢就批评你，说你没有诚信，这些大罪，这些骂你的时候，一这样发生的时候，你苦涩的滋味立刻走出来。
For big offenses such as your employer fired you, your ex-girlfriend or ex-boyfriend broke up with you, or your brothers and sisters in Christ criticized your integrity, your bitterness immediately appears.
小的得罪又怎样呢？
How about the offense is small?
例如咧，有个人佢咧喺你屋企用完个厕所，佢又唔闩灯。
Such as someone does not turn off the bathroom light.
冇小事啫。
It's a small offense.
一次半次可以忍受，次次嚟都系一千次之后，哇！你嗰种苦涩味道又会走出嚟。
And bitterness eventually develops when the small wrongdoing is repeated 1,000 times.
有时候。原来苦涩嗰种嘅感受，更加系可以想象出嚟嘅。
Sometimes bitterness can be a result of imagination。
好多时候我哋听到有人有谣言，这个谣言伤害咗你嘅感受。
For example, you hear a rumor that concerns you。
喺个谣言里面会伤害你嘅。
The rumor hurts your feeling。
但你又冇勇气去澄清，去揾呢个。这个传闻究竟是真还是假
But you don't have the courage to clarify if the rumor is true or not.
你又寧願去相信呢個謠言係真嘅。
And you prefer to believe that the rumor is true.
你寧願相信有人得罪你。
You choose to believe that someone has wronged you.
你寧願去責怪呢一個人喺呢個謠言裏面令到你受傷害。
And you pick someone to blame for your bitterness.
但如果呢個謠言係假嘅。
But if the rumor is false,
人家得罪你的行为就变成虚构。
The offender's wrongdoing is only imaginary.
你的苦劫就变成是不必要。
And your bitterness is unnecessary.
拿俄米在他苦劫，在他苦的日子里面，他锁定了神，要为他所有的不幸负责。
For Naomi, she picked God as the one responsible for all her misfortunes.
但如果你客觀咁去再讀一次聖經，你會覺得拿俄米嘅不幸，我哋睇得到佢嘅苦澀嘅情緒，只不過係來自一啲佢自己嘅想像。
If we examine the misfortunes of Naomi closely, we will find that her bitterness only comes from imagination.
佢指責神做錯咗五件事。
She blamed God for 5 wrongdoings.
十三節佢話神伸手嚟到攻擊佢。
Verse 13, she says Naomi, God raised fist against her.
二十節話神佢令到佢嘅生活好苦。
Verse 20, she says God make her life very bitter.
廿一節話神搶走曬佢所有嘅嘢。
Verse 21, God takes away all she possessed.
再話神折磨佢。
Verse 21, God torments her.
然後再話神帶俾佢。咁嘅悲劇。
And verse 21, God sends her such tragedy.
總括嚟講，佢就認定上帝係攻擊緊佢。
In short, she imagined that God attacked her.
你如果從聖經裏面你讀以色列人嘅歷史嘅時候，尤其是喺士師嘅時代，你睇到神真係有時會攻擊佢嘅子民，用饑荒、用戰爭、用死亡。
It is true that in the history of Israel.Especially in the time of Judges, God did attack his people with famine, war, and killing.
但神用这些饥荒等等的东西要惩罚人的罪。
But God used these attacks is to punish one's sins.
神从来不会无缘无故去攻击任何一个人。
God never attacks anyone without reasons.
更加神从来不会没有警告人犯错就去罰佢。
And never without first informing their sins.
拿俄米嘅痛苦嘅開始個起源，只不過係一場嘅饑荒。
For Naomi, her bitterness began with a famine in Bethlehem.
呢個饑荒發生喺呢個伯利恒，係一個自然嘅災害。
The famine in Bethlehem was only a natural disaster.
佢唔係唯一。受住缺糧之苦嘅一個人，而係全城或者全個猶大嘅地都受住呢一個嘅苦。
She was not the only one to suffer from hunger, but all people in Bethlehem.
佢選擇離開伯利恆去到摩押係佢嘅選擇，佢又點可以埋怨神
？She chose to leave Bethlehem. How could she blame God?
佢嘅丈夫同埋佢兩個仔嘅離世亦都係自然嘅死亡。
The deaths of her husband and her 2 sons were also natural.
神在圣经里面从来没有承诺我们一生没有自然的会遇到自然的灾害，没有疾病，没有死亡。
God never promised us that we will not have natural disaster and sickness and death.
或者你会说，不是吧，拿俄米只是想过一个正常的生活，一个很小小的愿望。唔係咩奢望，點解神能夠滿足佢呢一個好正常嘅一個要求
？Maybe you say what Naomi wants is just a normal life. Why can't God satisfy her normal needs？
佢所想要嘅、所過嘅呢個正常嘅生活，可能只不過係一日三餐有足夠嘅食物啫嘛。
Probably her normal life she wished to have includes just enough food.A day of free meals.
去到摩押地嘅時候，佢個想過嘅日子，可能佢想一年去家鄉探訪一下親朋戚友啫嘛。
And she can visit friends and relatives at hometown maybe once a year.
或者佢所想嘅係家庭嘅成員每一個健健康康咁陪伴佢。
And all family members are healthy around her.
佢所要嘅一個小小嘅要求，可能係有幾個孫仔玩下。
Maybe a few grandchildren.
我唔知道今日你想要嘅過嘅正常嘅生活係點樣。
I don't know what kind of normal life you want.
但神喺聖經裏面亦都從來冇承諾我哋。我哋必然有一个理想过嘅所谓嘅正常生活。
But God also never promised us that we will have a so-called normal life.
咁我哋又点样知道自己会唔会有苦涩嘅情绪咧
？How can you tell if you are bitter？
啊，通常嘅情况之下，好似正话我哋嗰幅相咁，你望下个人个表情，佢讲乜嘢，佢点样讲嘢，或者佢嘅行为。你會睇得到佢係一個苦澀嘅人。
Oftentimes, you can tell a person is bitter from his facial expression, from what he says, how he talks, and how he behaves.
但一般嚟講，你容易睇到其他人有苦澀，但你睇唔到自己有苦澀。
Generally, it is relatively easy to see bitterness in other people, but it is not so easy to see the bitterness in ourselves.
除了你对着块镜望望之外，有一个好简单嘅方法话俾你知，你系咪一个好苦涩嘅人
？There is one simple way to tell if you are bitter.
苦涩嘅人唔会喜欢重温人哋得罪佢嘅细节。
A bitter person enjoys reviewing the details of the offense of others.
你谂下，你点样可以保持一段嘅以往嘅回忆呢？
How can you keep a memory?
因为时间咧好无情，时间会将你嘅好嘅回忆、坏嘅回忆冚唪唥过咗之后咧，时间会将佢洗咗去。
Time will wash away good and bad memory, and even if you can remember the moments, your feeling will be lost as time passes by.
就算你咧记住嗰个回忆咧，可能咧个回忆嗰个感受咧已经冇咁深。
Yeah, the feeling will be lost as time passes by.
每次当你重温其他人嗰种唔啱嘅行为得罪你嘅行为嘅时候，你就可以保持呢一种苦涩嘅滋味。
But the only way to keep a memory is to review it from time to time. And every time when you review the wrongdoing of others, you can keep the bitter feeling.
你想保持个苦涩滋味，咪讲多几次咯。
If you want to keep the bitter feeling, then you say one more times.
当拿俄米嘅老朋友问佢喺摩亚做咗咩生活点样嘅时候，佢可以好清楚话俾佢哋听，过去十年里边神点样每一个苦难、每一个日子里边神所带俾佢嘅嗰个细节。
When the old friends of Naomi asked how she was doing in Moab.She could tell them every detail of her bitter days for the past 10 years.
今天你可不可以讲到某一个人会得罪你那个细节呢
?Can you recall the details of someone who offended you?
我认识一个朋友，他可以很详细去讲述一个基督徒在30年前怎么得罪他。
I have a friend who can recall so detailed a Christian wrongdoing against him 30 years ago.
其实佢系只不过系一个好普通嘅例子，我哋每个人都可能会犯咗呢个错。
It's just an ordinary example, and every one of us will have the same mistake actually.
我嘅朋友从前系一个难民，佢带住妻子同埋细蚊仔嚟到美国。
My friend was a refugee, traveled to America with his wife and children.
咁卅年前咧。有个基督徒咧就租咗一间房俾佢住。
30 years ago, a Christian rented him an apartment.
咁我哋全家咧就搬咗入去啦。
So, the whole family moved in.
突然间发现咧，啲窗咧就烂嘅，喺房里面咧又冇暖气嘅。
And he found out that the window was broken and there was no heat in the room.
当时咧好寒冷嘅冬天。
It was very cold in winter.
喺呢一個陌生嘅環境之下，佢哋甚至唔知道去邊度買嘢食。
And in such a new environment, they did not even know where to buy food.
佢就打電話俾呢個基督徒， 但呢個基督徒好冷漠咁答佢：我無能為力。
He called a Christian, but this Christian replied him indifferently that there was nothing he could do.
雖然我好少見呢一個朋友，但係每聽佢講呢一個故事嘅時候，當佢講呢一個咁痛苦呢一段日子嘅時候，佢講得好詳細、好細節，令你有現場感。佢一定重複咗呢一個回憶好多次。
I seldom meet this friend, but when he spoke of the wrongdoing of this Christian, it was so detailed, so real, he must have revealed the bitterness many times.
從某個角度來說，一個苦澀的人，他只要一有聽眾，他就會享受這種重溫痛苦的感覺。
To some extent, a bitter person enjoys to repeat the bitterness whenever there are listeners.
一個苦澀的人，他會說服自己，他的苦澀是真實的，是值得其他人同情。
A bitter person tries to convince himself that his bitterness is real, worthy of sympathy from his listeners.
一個苦澀的人，他不想這種苦澀的滋味那麼容易消失。
A bitter person does not want the bitterness to fade away so easily.
苦澀的滋味怎樣去傷害一個人呢？
How can bitterness harm a person?
希伯來書十二章十五節這樣說。
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 15.
他說你們要小心，免得有人失去了神的恩典，失去呢正當的翻譯可能是看不見神的恩典，免得有苦根長出來纏繞你們。纏繞就是說呢，令到你很麻煩，因而呢污染了很多人。
Book of Hebrews chapter 12 verse 15. See to it that no one misses, the better translation is oversight, the grace of God, and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many.
原來苦澀就好像一棵植物咁有根，可以長大。
Bitterness is like a plant that has a root to grow.
有苦根。
They have a bitter root.
苦澀嘅情緒可以擴大，可以積累。
Bitterness can accumulate, expand.
苦澀開始嘅時候，可能只係一種受傷害嘅感覺。
Bitterness starts with only a hurtful feeling.
受傷害嘅感覺可以增長，可以長大。長大嘅時候可以變成仇恨，仇恨再大啲嘅時候，就會咧更加咧會係可以變為咧由怨恨變成仇恨，再大啲嘅時候會用暴力。
The hurtful feeling may grow into resentment. Resentment grows into hatred, and hatred can explode into violence.
當有苦澀的時候，有人喜歡將苦澀擺在心裡面。
Sometimes people like to keep the bitterness inside.
當你將苦澀擺在心裡面的時候，你會病。
If you keep the bitterness inside, it will make you sick.
心理上，當你苦澀可以引致你失眠，可以影響你的新陳代謝，可以減少你器官的功能。
Physically, bitterness can develop insomnia, affect metabolism, and decrease immune response of organ function.
在情緒上，苦澀亦都會損害你同人與其他人的關係。
Emotionally, bitterness may harm your relationships with others.
在屬靈上，苦澀更加可以扭曲你對神嗰個嘅睇法。
Spiritually, bitterness can distort your view of God.
將啲苦澀藏喺心裏面係一個好錯誤嘅選擇。
Keeping bitterness inside is a bad choice.
你越藏得耐嘅時候，你個病情會越嚴重。
When bitterness lingers, the sickness increases.
於是乎有人選擇，既然是這樣，我將苦澀爆發出來，那又怎樣呢？
How about you choose to let the bitterness out?
只有我受傷，不如大家齊受傷吧。
If I'm the only one who get hurt, how about why we all get hurt?
當你將苦澀爆發出來的時候，曾經得罪你的人固然首當其衝會受罪，同時你周圍無辜的人也都會齊受罪。
And when you let the bitterness out, those who offended you will suffer first, and those innocent who are around you will suffer too.
所以正話我哋讀嘅希伯來書十二章十五節話，如果當你讓心裏面嘅苦澀呢個根慢慢長大爆發出嚟嘅時候，會造成各種嘅麻煩，亦都會損害或者中文翻譯嘅污染咗你同其他人嗰種嘅關係。呢一個亦都係一個好錯誤嘅選擇嚟到處理我哋嘅苦澀。
So like Hebrew chapter 12 verse 15 says, when you let the bitterness explode, it causes trouble and defiles relationship with many others. This is also a bad choice to deal with our bitterness.
苦澀解決的方法是什么呢?
So what is the solution of bitterness?
神在以弗所书正在我们读的四章三十一节命令我们要除掉所有的苦澀。
God commands us in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 13:1 to get rid of all bitterness.
当神要我们除掉一样东西的时候，这样东西都当然不是挺好的，是一个不要得的一种罪。
When God asks us to get rid of a habit, it means the habit is problematic and is a sin.
或者你有没有想过我的苦澀情绪是一种罪过？
Maybe you have never thought that your bitterness is a sin.
假如有人得罪了你这个过犯是真是真实的。
Assuming the wrongdoing of others towards you is genuine.
你感觉到很大的伤害。
You feel a lot hurt.
你不会说求神，哎呀，麻烦你饶恕我这个苦澀的感受。
You will not ask God to forgive you for having bitterness.
因为你自己才是那个受害者。
Because you are the victim.
那个得罪你的人，他应该求神来到饶恕。
Those who offend you should ask for God's forgiveness.
个问题是，当我们让这个苦澀的感受来到增长的时候，你就得罪了神。
But the problem is, when you let the bitter feeling to grow, your sin against God.You will sin against God.
你容許這個苦澀控制了自己的感情，對於信徒的生命來說是一個很危險的一個做法。
As a Christian, allowing the bitterness to get to you is very dangerous to your Christian life.
所以聖經，我們讀聖經的時候，聖經對於苦澀的定義應該是這樣。
So the biblical definition of bitterness should be like this.
當我們讓這個受傷害的感覺增長的時候，苦澀的性情就成为一个罪行。
Bitterness harbored in our heart is a sin when we let the hurtful feeling grow.
要将这个苦澀的性情来到去除掉的时候，可能你会有几个方，有几个步骤去做。
And to get rid of the sinful nature of bitterness, there are several steps you need to take.
第一，你要承认你的苦澀情绪是一个真正的问题。
First, admit that your bitterness is a real problem.
或者你会觉得，我可以做一个好的基督徒，但我同时又很苦澀。
Maybe you think that you can be a good Christian and yet bitter at the same time.
但你想一个苦澀的基督徒，是好像自相矛盾。
But think about this, a bitter Christian is paradoxical.
我们不可能活出一个基督徒应有的爱心，但是同时又有苦澀的一种的仇恨在里面，这两种的态度是互相矛盾。
You cannot have two contradictory attitudes simultaneously, one attitude of loving others and the other attitude of hating.
所以越早承认自己有苦澀的问题的时候，你会越早能够除掉了它，不要等到这个苦澀的伤害变得太大，控制不了。
So the earlier you admit that you have a bitter problem, the easier it is for you to get rid of it, and you do not wait until the damage caused by the bitterness becomes out of control.
承认了我们苦澀的有这个问题之外，第二，你可能要去准备好去原谅其他人。
And secondly, get ready to forgive others.
我不知道你知不知道，当你有苦澀情绪的时候，你不会原谅人。
Do you know that bitterness does not forgive?
你可能说如果得罪你的人走来跟你道歉，然后你的苦澀就会没了。
You may say, if only your offender will come to you and apologize, and then your bitterness will automatically go away.
是不是真的会这样呢?
Is it really what you think?
假如今晚你睡觉的时候, 半夜三更有人敲门,
Let's say someone knocks at your door in the middle of tonight.
敲门的是你那个得罪你的人,
It's your offender who is knocking your door.
他说,
he says, I'm sorry.
但你当时你不知道有什么反应,
Probably you are confused.
会不会发着梦?
You are dreaming.
会不会不是真实?
Maybe it's not true.
当你未准备好去原谅其他人的时候, 你的苦涩不会消失。
When you are not ready to forgive, your bitter feeling remains.
更加何况你知道得罪你的人可能从头到尾都没有意思要你道歉, 那你又会怎样?
What will you do if your offender does not apologize for his wrongdoings?
又或者得罪你的人忽然间死了,他现在在天堂里面很快乐, 那你又会怎样呢?
What if your offender has died and now lives happily in heaven?
又或者其他人得罪你的只不过是虚构出来一场误会, 那你就要在你的余生里面承担了这种苦涩带来的伤害。
What if the sin of others is only imaginary? Then you will have to bear the bitterness with you for the rest of your life.
神在我们圣经里面说, 还作罪人的时候已经宽恕了我们。
The Bible says God has forgiven us even when we are sinners.
神的儿子耶稣, 祂为我们的罪, 我们得罪神的罪, 死在十字架上。
Jesus, the Son of God, died on the cross for our sins.
这个十字架代表了什么?
What does the cross signify?
是代表着一个宽恕的心。
It's a forgiving heart.
神祂选择了去 原谅任何一个得罪他的人。
God chose to forgive anyone who sinned against him.
同样我们做信徒的都要这么做。
And so are you.
准备好去原谅人的意思就是说到, 就算得罪你的人没有走回来向你道歉, 你选择原谅了他。
Get ready to forgive others is to choose to forgive others even they do not come to apologize.
这个是最好的选择来到去处理我们的苦涩。
This is the best choice to deal with our bitterness.
接着第三讲到就是说我们要凭着神的恩典将这个苦涩的根来拔除。
Thirdly, dig up the root of bitterness by the grace of God.
承认自己有苦涩的问题只是第一步。
Admitting the bitterness in us is step one.
培养一个原谅人的心是第二步。
Nurturing a forgiving heart is the second step.
下一步就将苦涩斩草除根。
And the next step is to get rid of the bitter root.
苦涩的根藏在心里面,很深的深处里面。
The bitter root is deep in heart.
你凭自己的力量,很难将自己的苦涩来拿走。
Bitterness is very difficult to remove by our own efforts.
哪一个能够帮你将苦涩拔走?
Who can help you to get rid of it?
有人去找这个辅导员, counselor, 去看psychology, 心理学家, 或者是临床心理学家。
Some people go to counseling, some psychiatrist or psychologist.
他们帮你不到,只有上帝帮到你。
They cannot help you. Only God can help you.
当你落在苦涩的情绪的时候, 你会两只眼什么都见不到,看不到神的恩典。
When you are bitter, you are blinded and cannot see the grace of God.
就好像希伯来书12章15节,刚才我们读过说, 你会看不见神的恩典。
Like Hebrews chapter 12 verse 15, you miss, you will oversight the grace of God.
如果你读拿俄米的故事的时候, 你发觉在苦难的日子里面, 他受到这个苦涩的情绪蒙蔽的时候, 他一点都看不到神的恩典, 只会埋怨。
You read carefully the story of Naomi, you will discover that she was blinded by her bitterness and overlooked the grace of God.
在艰苦的日子里面, 神早已经赐给拿俄米 一個路德。呢、这個路德你再讀真嘅時候，佢係喺世間上再難好難揾得到咁好嘅一個女兒。
In her bitter days, God already gave her Ruth, the best daughter you can find on earth.
拿俄米就錯失咗神嘅恩典，佢睇唔到。
That was the grace of God that Naomi missed.
今日乜嘢係神嘅恩典？你忽略咗，你睇唔到嘅咧。
Today, what is the grace of God that you have overlooked?
只有你珍惜到神嘅恩典嘅時候，你可以將呢個苦根、苦澀嘅根連根拔起。
It is possible to dig up the root of bitterness only by treasuring the grace of God.
你係咪一個苦澀嘅人咧？
Are you a bitter person?
要將呢啲苦澀嘅情緒嚟到除掉，唔係一件容易嘅事，但係一個必然要做嘅事。
To get rid of all bitterness is not easy, but it is necessary.
我同大家一樣喺過去有好經歷過好多受傷害嘅經歷。
Like many of you, I myself have a lot of hurtful experiences.
有啲受傷害嘅經歷可能係嚟自一啲嘅謠言。
Some hurtful experiences came from rumors.
又或者係嚟自一啲誤會。
Maybe misunderstandings.
又或者係嚟自一啲虛構。
And they are imaginations.
但係有好多傷害嘅經歷係好真實嘅。
But some were genuine.
我哋唔能夠阻止其他人喺好多方面得罪我哋。
We cannot stop people from offending us in one way or the other.
但係我好希望有一日。
But I really hope that one day,
當人問及你，你過去受傷嘅經歷嘅時候，你會唔會？我都唔記得咗，我唔記得個細節係點嘅。
And I hope that one day, when you are asked about your hurtful experiences, you are unable to remember the details anymore.
我更加希望有一日，當你遇到一個得罪你嘅人嘅時候，無論你喺邊一度遇到佢，可能喺街嗰度。或者在天堂那裡遇到他，而他又從來沒有向你道歉過，但是你早已經原諒了他。
I even hope that one day when you meet an offender who has not apologized to you either on the streets or in heaven, you have already forgiven him or her.
這有一隻杯，
Here is a cup.
杯裡面裝著一些水，
There is some water in the cup.
如果這些水是甜的，
When the cup is sweet,
當有人去搖佢，你呢個搖佢嘅時候，碰撞佢嘅時候，佢潑出嚟嘅水係咩味道咧？
If the water in the cup is sweet, when someone shakes it, it spills out what?
係會甜嘅。
It's sweet water.
但如果呢個杯裏邊裝住嘅水係苦嘅，
If the water in the cup is bitter,
當有個人好嬲咁搖佢嘅時候，佢潑出嚟嘅水係乜嘢？
When someone shakes it.It spills out what?
是苦的。
It's bitter water.
你怎么知道你心里面是一个甘甜的人呢？
How do you know if you are a sweet person?
而不是一个苦澀的人。
And not a bitter person?
就好像这杯水那样，当有人去推你，去碰撞你，去得罪你的时候，你泼出的水是什么味呢？
Like a cup of water, when someone pushes you, shakes you, offends you, what will you spill out?
會不會是埋怨、指責、憤怒或者揮拳相向？
Would it be grumbling, accusation, anger or fist?
如果是這樣的話，我們還未學識怎樣去將我們的苦根來到除掉。
If that is the case, you have not removed the bitterness yet.
一個心無苦澀的人，當別人得罪他的時候，他潑出的水仍然是甘甜。
For a man without bitterness,If he is being offended, the water that he spilled out is still sweet.
尤其是你的親人。
Especially, the offenders are family.
他得罪你，你可能會關心下他，點解佢佢係咪出現咗問題咁做咧？
When someone is being offended, when you are being offended, you will be concerning for the offender. Maybe the offender have a problem himself.
在天堂裡面再冇一個有苦澀嘅人。
In heaven, there is no bitter person, not even one.
我希望大家一起去學習怎樣去當我們潑出的水是甘甜。
I hope that we all learn together we can all spill out sweet water. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. While we were still sinners, you died for us to forgive us. When we accepted Christ, we got the salvation. You command us that we have to get rid of all bitterness. We have to love our family. Love our friends. Because you know that we Christians, we are ought to do this. So that we can genuinely love people and love God. Father, we thank you. Among us, if we have hurtful feelings and we have hatred feelings, may you remind us that we can talk to you. That by the grace of you, we can from the bitter person to become a sweet person. We pray all this in your Son's name, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.